The principal effects and motivations of the sacred liturgy is, of course, to worship God by offering the one sacrifice of Jesus, but it's also to really strive to assimilate the grace and the life of Jesus into our own life, to interpret our own life in the context of the lens of Jesus Christ, to understand what our life is all about. In the sacred liturgy, a lot of the texts which we say and we reply, of course, find their origin and foundation in the sacred scripture itself. And today, in the blind man who is calling out, Son of David, have pity on me, and he repeats that twice, it really is echoed in our penitential rite at the Mass when we are the ones who are crying out, Lord, have mercy, Christ, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Meaning that we place ourselves in the shoes of the blind beggar and acknowledge our own weakness, our own limitation, our own blindness, and say, Jesus, please have mercy on me for my sins, and Jesus, please come to grant me sight. It's striking when the blind man asked Jesus to restore his sight that for us too, this really is what we're asking for, even as part of our celebration of the Mass, to be able to say, Jesus, have mercy on me, but Jesus, help me to see. Let me know how I should live today, what I should do today. Help me to see my blind spots that I'm not aware of, or the things where I could be improved on and I'm not aware of. But really that prayer to grant sight so that we can know the Lord's will in our day-to-day life and to be able to follow him. I think overall it really is then for us a posture and a gesture of a humble disposition and a humble spirit to cry out to the Lord, to recognize that we need his assistance, we need his grace, we need his mercy, and that ultimately without him we cannot understand what we are to do and how we are to live our lives. And so today, as we go forward, let us ask God for this grace of humility, that we would always cry out to Jesus to restore our sight, to allow us to see our own weaknesses and where we can grow, and to allow us to see what God's will is for us this day and how we can follow him more closely.